But again, as with his branch, Lancelot arms himself on the bottom of 570. He picked up his black cloak and folded it carefully lengthwise into four, after which he wound it round his left hand and forearm as a protection. He picked up the footstool from beside the bed, and so he's going to let somebody in, knock him down, and try to get their armor. So he opens the door, blocks it with his foot. He's such a super stud. He's been doing foot exercises. And he lets in one knight. And it turns out, unbeknownst to him, the knight lets in is Agravaine. He knocks him down, stabs him with his own sword, and as he takes his armor, he finds out it's Agravaine. So we finally get rid of that irritant. Put on his armor. They talk about his castle again, Joyous Gaut. And she wants to stay here. She thinks she can work things out. They have a better chance of working things out with Arthur. She stays here. They exchange rings. There's still 13 guys outside, which is not a good number for them. Lancelot offers to make them a deal. Like if they go away, he'll show up in court tomorrow. They say, "Oh, we're going to kick your butt. You know, forget it." So he goes out, and we find out subsequently, obviously, the opposite happens. So we again have we have a week later. We jump in here, trying to get done with the story.